Would you rather? Game on the line. There's 3 seconds to go. You need a three-pointer to win. Would you rather have the specific Jake Delhomme from his 5-interception playoff game or Jake Plummer from after he retired from professional football and became a professional handball player? You can only have one of them. You need a three-pointer to win. Who you taking?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Full Court Mess, bringing you the hottest lack of basketball news with the hottest few takes that we can muster up at this time from the hottest quarantined boys. I'm Jared, your local drinker.
Ooh. Amazing.
That took a minute.
I am Joe, and fellas, as our boy Future once said, mask on. Am I right?
Oh, man. I wish I had a warning there was going to be something that good on this episode. I'm Will, and let me see. You hear that clinking ice right there?
That's a nice clinky.
I've got a beverage as well, gentlemen.
Very good.
All so right. Has anything happened at all?
That's all, and that's all the news. Thanks for listening. And yeah, basketball.
Mm-hmm.
There's really not much news. Adam Silver, like every other week, is like, yeah, we don't know. And that's that.
I appreciate the effort in being like, we're gonna try to finish out this season. It's like, Adam, buddy, it's not happening.
The best ones are when they're like proposals are like include the finals happening in November.
Yeah.
Let's stop and have next season on time, which also won't happen.
Yeah.
Here's one little, I think there's an obvious answer, but I'll pose it to the group. Just in case, is there anyone who is more upset about all of this than the Los Angeles Clippers, who only signed to have like 2 years of Paul George and Kawhi?
No, I don't think so.
It's great. The whole city of LA, really. The Lakers losing the last of LeBron's career, and the Clippers trading 7 first-round draft picks for 2 years of Paul George, and the first one, the season's not going to end, and the second one, the season might not happen.
You absolutely hate to see it.
No refunds. No take backs.
Yeah, the Thunder just sitting here with a hoard of like a dozen first round draft picks. No take backs.
Sam Presti is like locking them in ever larger safes inside of each other. Disconnecting his phone number. He deleted Doc Rivers and Jerry West from his phone.
new phone, who dis, just on repeat. That's his away message.
This is Pram Sespi. You're looking for someone else.
I did see some Bucks fans pretty upset that Giannis's historic season, bringing the Bucks their first title since 1971, was also cut short.
Mm-hmm. That's a bad one. That's more like getting closer to Giannis's free agency without him ever actually getting to, you know, win the title that it looked like he was about to.
Yeah.
I mean, I know all of us in D.C. are pretty upset. Wizards had a great shot this year at winning it all. unfortunately, now there's just no way they would have or not. So, you know, each team gets a 30th of the title, and I think we move on.
I mean, you know, it's
the only fair way of doing this.
It's such a nice feeling knowing that the Warriors have not had a bad season in a while.
when is the last there's not been a finals that didn't include the Warriors in 5 years or so.
Mm-hmm. Very good, very good. Good big news though. Actually I do have basketball news. You guys ready for this?
Let's hear it.
I'm wearing my full court Mess t-shirt right now.
Oh yeah. Quick PSA, I was not prepared for how soft this shirt was going to be.
It's really nice. It's really good.
Only high quality products.
Absolutely. You buy one of these shirts, you expect it to be a little stiff, maybe like a little scratchy. Not terrible, but you know what you're getting. But I didn't know I was getting this is soft. It's a good snug fit. I love how I look in it. Man, I am loving this full court Mess t-shirt.
If only we could wear them outside. If only we could see them.
Our pinned tweet on our profile is a link to buy your own if you are so inclined, avid listener.
All 12 of you.
All proceeds support our modest monthly fees to have a little podcasting platform that we can all join and also have guests on.
Yes.
We promise that we are the premier social distancing podcast. None of us have ever recorded in the same time zone as one another.
That is accurate. And we were the first podcast to have a member with coronavirus still podcasting mm-hmm. with us.
Because
let
we're that, strong.
Let the record show.
Because we are strong.
Check
and
the
good
receipts.
And dedicated.
Go to cc.com, promo code FullCoreMess, and you will receive the coronavirus.
CDC.com. Yes, I do have the rights to that one. Do not go to cdc.gov. That is the incorrect website. .com specifically.
Promo code FullCovidMess.
You will get COVID directly to your bank account if we can prove that you are linked for direct deposit with the IRS. If not, we will mail it to you, and it'll come in 3 months when you need it most.
We will, for anyone who's looking for something to do over the next few months, they're getting quite bored, no plans until the quarantine's over, go ahead, head to fullcourtmess.com. Promo code FullCoreMess, and we will send you the draft special episode. And just start hit play when you receive it, and you'll be out of quarantine by the time the episode ends.
That is a plague of its own.
Truly,
we do not have a website. Actually, no, we do. We do have a website from our distributor.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I should know this.
the virus has us all rattled.
Straight to my brain.
Folks, the Michael Jordan documentary is airing tonight. Episodes 1 and 2 of 10. I found out that it's 2 episodes each Sunday for the next 5 Sundays. I found that out today.
It was
either like 1 a week or like all 10 at once. But it is neither.
Give me
of those
all
things.
10 at once because I am accustomed to that now.
All the scheduling does is make it painfully clear that this Michael Jordan documentary is asking from me for a larger investment than the Catholic Church asks for the month of Lent.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Multiple hours for 5 straight Sundays. Even the church wouldn't ask me that of me.
Okay, true.
Are you guys ready for the second largest holiday of quarantine? Which is tomorrow.
What was number one?
Number one is Easter.
Oh.
Easter still number one, huh?
Still number one.
Okay.
It's a close one this year. 420 is tomorrow, so we have 420 coming right after the Michael Jordan documentary. The takes are going to be hot.
They are going to be absolutely fuego.
go ahead and treat yourselves by checking out last year's 420 special.
This is true. We did that.
Friend of the pod, Donald.
Yes. That was good. That was a fun one.
This is our version. This is our version of a clip show.
Yeah.
a year in review.
All of our writers are on strike.
we didn't give anybody
help. We just have editors.
It's just us going, I believe we have a clip, and then there's nothing after that.
Remember,
like 20 times.
Remember the time.
It's just us reenacting it. It's not even playing the actual clip.
Asking for info from the stats guys that never comes.
Joe, you do have some virtual ball news, right?
Yes. Oh, okay. So a couple months before quarantine, well, I guess about a month before quarantine began, I purchased NBA 2K20, which was on sale. And one of the episodes of NBA 2K TV, which is still a thing in that game, was about the NBA 2K League draft, which happened in late February of this year. And I was fascinated by this. This is kind of a gamers in quarantine themed episode, or at least this segment. It's just wild. They had like a real draft as if it was the NBA draft, where the commissioner of the NBA 2K League read off, or guest announcers, Ted Leonsis read the first overall pick for Wizards District Gaming, example. Tamika Catchings read pick 4 for Pacers Gaming, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, I mean, these are they athletes? Are they athletes? That's my question.
No.
What would they be? Are they just called gamers? Are they?
I mean, you could call them competitors.
Competitors. Okay. So these competitors were in a large ballroom. It was held at Terminal 5 in New York City, their names were read off, and they walked to the stage and picked up a draft cap from the team that just drafted them, and got a picture with the commissioner, and it was the whole thing, folks. The funniest part to me, or maybe just the most bizarre part to me, was that when they were drafted, their names were not read. Their video game names were read. That's what was announced. Yes. So when Wizards District Gaming had the first overall pick, they drafted JBM, which is a man, his gamer tag, I suppose. I'm not sure if this is an Xbox or a PlayStation or either one type of operation. But,
well, now don't count out PCs.
PC, okay. Ooh. Okay.
No, don't forget.
I'm not sure what console or system we're dealing with for each of these. I don't know if it matters. But anyway. So, very fascinating. And they have announcers as well, commentators discussing the draft, and they're saying, now JBM is a score first point guard, or you know, whatever attributes they have in the game, they are using them to describe the person on stage getting drafted. It's very odd. It's like, this guy averaged 40 points and 12 assists a game, and it's like a 5'7" 19-year-old boy shaking hands with a commissioner on stage. You know, it's so bizarre to me. I'm probably sounding like an elderly person here, but
no, I'm with you on it. It's strange.
Yeah.
but how else would you handle this sort of? I mean, like, this is the way to do it, I guess. Like, I don't know. Like, it's cool. It's really cool for the competitors, and it's fun to watch. Like, it's a cool, you know, they work hard for it, for their as according to Wikipedia, their $35,000 salary for a first round pick. That's a as the commissioner stated, life-changing moment for these people.
And in the sense of that, getting a job changes your life?
Yes.
Or getting bullied does? Yeah, it's, I wouldn't call them athletes.
No, I mean, even like, not to like bust on other sports too much, but like even NASCAR calls them like drivers. And they, you have to be a pretty, from what I understand, you have to be a pretty incredible athlete to do NASCAR just due to the conditions inside of the car.
Sure.
Yeah, and like so, the endurance.
Yeah, and even them, they just call them drivers generally. So, yeah, I don't think I'd be tossing around the A word.
So some of the other competitors that were drafted, first of all, there's a whole link on the 2K League page, but none of the like all the names of them are bolded as if they're like links to click on, maybe their profile or something. There's no links. It's just a list. So I do not know anything else about these competitors based on their names, but some of the names are pretty funny. It was funny hearing Nyx Gaming announced that they had drafted up someone named Duck. There's Expose, Splashy, Charger, Snubby, Slaughter, Big Saint,
Ooh.
Trap, mm. Just Awkward, Hood. These are just some high King Peroxide. I don't know if that flies.
What?
In Bobby Buckets. Pacers Gaming drafted Bobby Buckets in the fourth round.
I can get down with that. Interesting. I can get down with that name.
Okay, I'm gonna
Bobby Buckets.
We're gonna look up so he's on YouTube.
What do you think the line is for names? Like
yeah, I'm wondering that too. Like how many guys have the like XX underscore like Bobby like, Buckets what, underscore XX as their name.
And like, is what do you think you're happening? Allowed to get away with? Where do they draw the line? Are there firm rules, or is it like on a play by play basis? Like I had a friend growing up and his gamer tag was Helen Killer.
Oh no.
Oh.
Could he do that in this league?
I don't think so.
I'm gonna say,
I would be surprised.
I'm going to guess no. No. I hope not.
Okay. This is all the information. Okay. So I found the profile page for Bobby Buckets. He's on Pacers Gaming, power forward number 11. And then it has his Twitter handle, his Instagram handle, and his Twitch page link. For his bio, it just says Bobby Jones Jr., aka Bobby Buckets, plays for the Pacers Gaming.
That's it.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what you need to know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Getting that's right down to brass
that's
tacks.
True. That's true.
So, I'm like, who is this guy? And they're like, he plays for the Pacers. I'm like, thank you.
I'm all in on Pacers Gaming. I'm on the Bobby Buckets bandwagon. And we're riding that train all the way to the title, folks.
Could he be our official endorsement?
Let's get him on a jersey.
We'll endorse.
I guarantee Bobby Buckets has an infinite amount of more followers than we do.
Let's get him on the pod.
I think he has far more clout in this game than we do.
That's why we ride him to the top.
Can we get him?
I'll admit, Bobby Buckets, if you're listening,
which we know you are, please come on the next podcast.
Let's send him a message. We can
podcast while you're playing in the NBA 2K League. It can be a two for one.
There are no rules that say a podcaster can't play 2K, I think.
There are explicit rules that 2K League players can make money through endorsements and do other things to like other than be in the 2K League. It's not an exclusive contract.
I'm looking at his Twitter banner. This man has a Champion Sportswear sponsorship, it looks like.
Nice.
Along with the Army National Guard.
Of course.
Salesforce.
What?
Salesforce? I don't know what that
Bobby
is.
Bobby Buckets, we salute you.
Salesforce is a CRM, which we don't care about or need.
You know, Salesforce loves esports.
They just know that's their audience.
When I see esports, I think, ah, yes, Salesforce.
leads, contacts, reports. Yes, 2K.
Elgato recording software and Alienware. Good for him.
Some of them seem to make more sense than others.
Yes. All right. Anyways.
I will be our 2K Sports liaison for the podcast. I will keep everyone knowledgeable about the goings-on in the 2K League as much as I care to.
Joe,
which admittedly is very little right now, but this Bobby Buckets character is definitely persuading me.
Mm-hmm.
Does the Wizards picking first overall mean that they were the worst team last year?
I believe so. I will look into it.
Handle them sucking at real and fake basketball.
Uh-huh.
Truly on and off the court.
The Wizards need to go pro in something other than sports.
There's
a team Harry roster Potter game coming out.
Ooh.
Wizards, right? You think they'll get in that?
I'm really scared that they'd become like one of the lame characters. They'd be like one of Malfoy's cronies.
No, they're fucking Dobby.
Fuck. Nah. The Knicks are Dobby.
Okay. Beloved and hated at the same time.
Have some weird stands for some reason.
Yeah. Okay.
So we got the top player on Wizards District Gaming is Reese DaGod. There's a highlight video from last year that says Reese DaGod erupts for 27 points against Nets Gaming.
Oh no.
I keep my players.
There's
from
no these. Please. These pages don't seem to be pretty very updated as to in terms of like what their stats are and even who's on their roster too much.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Does 27 points warrant the term eruption?
No.
Okay.
I mean, in no way.
Okay.
And especially not through a video game.
Okay.
I would say, I would say like, unless you're a guy that like has not played in a game previous, like if you're an end of the bench guy and all of a sudden, oh my gosh, he hit 9 threes in the last 6 minutes of garbage time.
Yeah, maybe like if like you're maybe averaging 10 or less points.
Yes.
But if not, I feel like an eruption would have to be like 35 or over.
I mean, that like, one guy averages like 45 and 12.
Yeah.
I don't think 27 is erupted.
Mm-mm.
No, I don't think so.
Well, that's good.
I would not say athletes, though. I've been thinking about that. Just because you compete and because you take...
Yeah, I don't feel like we call like League of Legends players athletes.
No.
They're warriors. Okay.
They're champions. Thank you. But I feel like we're only calling them this because it's 2K, in which case I'm even more against it.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're seeing them next to, like, actual athletes. They're playing as virtual athletes.
Yeah, they're literally pretending to be athletes.
Yes. So, no, you're not. Am I the troops when I play Call of Duty?
First of all, you are more than the troops when you play.
First of all, yes. When you install Call of Duty on your console, you could get drafted for real. Those are the stipulations.
I'm a little ashamed to admit.
Gotta read the fine print.
A little ashamed to admit that I won a Call of Duty tournament this week.
Mm.
Wow.
The 3v3 online tournament. And so let me be the first to tell you, it was not an athletic thing. What happened was...
Jared has asthma.
What happened was I got super high. I sat down on my computer. My friend was online. And we said, oh, let's do a tournament and lose. And we won. And I sat there the whole time. It was not athletic.
Endurance? Endurance-based?
No.
Ah, okay.
I was dummy high and drinking a Hanson's cane soda. There was nothing like crazy happening. There was no, hey. I was not sweating.
Hey, I just saw a picture of Wilt Chamberlain on the bench in the 70s, and his game time drink of choice was 7-Up. Like mid game, he was drinking out of a glass bottle of 7-Up.
How
on the bench?
Okay. How do you do that and not throw up?
Well, if you're Wilt Chamberlain and you're 7 feet tall and no one else around you is any good at basketball, that
okay.
kind of helps.
Okay, okay.
I mean, the man scored 100 points in a game.
This is the first I'm hearing of this. What?
I'll allow it.
An athlete.
This is the question that everyone's asking. I'm gonna have to check the tapes.
This one's gonna be a photo finish, folks. And truly, no one's more qualified to decide than us.
I do have a question about the 2K League that I'm not sure if y'all will be able to answer. Do these professional 2K players, do they have to like create a new My Player every year of 2K to like compete with? Or does it carry over year to year somehow?
I'm sure they get like all the unlocked
special
shit
that they can just like be maxed out at whatever kind of height and skill type they want to be, and then it's like
I'm sure it's like that.
But yeah, that's my other question. How many like attribute points do they get? Are all of the players maxed and everything?
Yeah, I'm wondering because I feel like I would be better at 2K if I had a 99 overall player to play with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, and if they are all that, then I don't get like what the point is. Like who decides that like the point guard is the best player on the team if they're all gods?
The rich get richer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was funny during the draft. There was one guy they drafted, I think like sixth or seventh overall, and a couple of the guys were like, I had him on my mock draft at like 11. Oh, this is a little surprise. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like you have like this mock draft that you're analyzing? Anyway, they also one of them was like, oh, he's an off-ball two guard that's really good at shooting. So hopefully they can get a point guard later in the draft. And I'm like, what? There's clearly they have their skill sets somehow.
Right, and you don't get the stories of like he grew up a point guard, and then his senior year of high school, his My Player grew 5 inches.
Yeah.
What I'm really curious, like how in terms of like the active playing, are like the guys who play as the centers and the power forwards, are they like boxing out when the shot's in the air?
They should, but I don't know.
That's wild. I'm just like, I'm very curious which parts of it resemble actual basketball. Not curious enough to ever check it out, but
yeah. And literally, like in 2K, you just like hold L2 and you box out the guy behind you. And if you're like guy is strong enough, you'll just box out whoever's behind you. You don't have to like move at all.
Well, that's
just
the thing too.
There.
Like half the stuff in 2K is just chance based.
Are there bench players?
No. It's skill based, Jared.
No,
how dare you?
It's not.
Are there bench players?
I think every roster has like 5 or 6 guys, but I don't think there's any. I guarantee there's nobody like losing stamina in the game or something.
Okay. I was like, is anybody?
I'd be surprised. I'm sure they have like I don't know. I'm assuming here, but I'm sure they have like stamina loss turned off, injuries turned off. Like it'd be hilarious if your player got injured and you were out for 3 months of real time, like your little guy.
Or what about like foul trouble?
Yeah. You can foul out.
So I'm curious who's like how many active. Does if the guy's in foul trouble, is the player fouled out or just his like character?
Yeah, I don't know. I think probably the player, but Wizards Gaming had 6 people on their roster. So I don't know how that works as far as like sitting people out or subbing in or whatever. I don't know. Huh. Maybe they split This is becoming a more and more fascinating world to me.
Well,
it's a slippery slope.
I really look forward to seeing how much you care to figure out.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to let you keep doing the work for us.
Yep.
It's a low bar. Bear that in mind. I want to talk more about this Michael Jordan documentary. I think it's going to be fun, and I think Twitter is going to be a cesspool.
Yeah, I think the documentary will be more fun than Twitter will be about it.
I think so too. I have a take that from Twitter that I would like to read.
Mm-hmm.
Comes from Mike Malloy, who is very funny on Twitter. He, I believe, had the Bob Pettit story, the Bob Pettit story, for reference. OG listeners know. His tweet from today says, Michael Jordan is a bad guy, but he's not a capital BG bad guy. Everyone who doesn't know keeps asking what we're going to find out. And it's not like it's going to be he hits women. It's just going to be stuff like a Make-A-Wish kid wanted to play one-on-one and Michael beat him 11-0.
There was a story, though, of Charles Barkley was saying that he saw a poor person on the street and was going to give them money. And Michael Jordan stopped him from giving him money.
Oh, I believe that.
And was like, if he's able to say to ask for money, he's able to ask for your order at McDonald's. It's like, it doesn't work like that.
Wait, it should be reinforced that Michael Jordan has done some horrendous things that do you can debate where you think the line is for capital BG bad guy. But he bullied Kwame Brown with homophobic slurs in front of the whole team and the Wizards so bad that he broke him psychologically. He's not great.
Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. And I did see an article within the last couple days that Michael Jordan was like, I think people are going to think I'm a bad guy after watching this. And we're like, oh, we already think that.
Yeah.
Sir.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
We're
well beyond that, sir.
I think it's going to be things that like everyone who's remotely familiar with him expects, just like him being horrendous towards his teammates because he wants to win. But for the most part, most people are going to kind of, like, even with that, I mean, that tweet's hilarious, but like, even there, like, it's will they'll take stuff and they'll still like it. Like, people are going to like the shitty things that he does in this in the name of competitiveness. It's not going to be like the actual bad stuff.
Yeah. I'm interested in the document because I'm interested in like the story of the team, because it's not just like, here's Michael Jordan's last. It's documenting the team. You know,
it is legitimately interesting just looking at like our most recent analog, like how things fell apart for the Heat and the Warriors, and just like the tension on those Warriors teams
mm-hmm.
when they were just going for like a three-peat, and the fact that, you know, like there was changeover in the team, but this is like the second three-peat, a lot at the end. Like these dudes had been around each other a lot. They had to have been fucking tired of this.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be fascinating because, like, again, we could see, like, the Warriors fit incredibly, were insanely talented, and had their leader was one of the best teammates of all time. And it still was hard to keep that shit together. It is going to be fascinating to watch
how like, the Warriors seem like a fairly healthy culture.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
Yeah. So with this, it's going to be interesting.
I have two thoughts. One, the only corollary I see between the 90s Bulls and the Warriors of late is Steve Kerr. So is Steve Kerr, how big of a problem is Steve Kerr my question.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
There was the classic parade speech from Steve Kerr after they had won.
Yes, I saw that. I love that.
He said
he hit the clutch shot and was like, "MJ came to me. I had to bail out Michael again."
Yeah, he said, "I got to bail him out again."
is this the season where Michael punches Kerr, or is that a different season?
I don't know. Do tell.
I'm trying. What year does Michael Jordan punch Steve Kerr?
Okay, Google.
Yeah.
Steve Kerr, Michael Jordan punch world star. Look that up. See if anything comes up.
Let's be on talkbasket.net. Damn it, this isn't an article, it's just a video.
Talkbasket.ball.
Alright, Jordan. Alright, come on. Steve Kerr recalls the time Jordan punched him at practice. Okay. You have to. Why don't any of these say what year it was?
'95.
Okay.
1995 at Bulls training camp.
Gotcha. All right, so not going to be in the documentary.
No.
Is it what? How far does the documentary span?
It's just the last season.
Yeah, it's the '98 Bulls.
Oh, okay.
It's the last dance.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because I guess they had
I didn't realize it was that specific.
Yeah.
I don't have cable. So I've just been seeing like occasional ads on Twitter and stuff.
Yeah, it was just that season. They had a film crew documenting everything, and they never did anything with the film until now.
Gotcha.
So it's literally going to be just the final year of their second three-peat. Like, I imagine like the tension and the underlying shit that this team has is going to be insane.
Oh yeah,
and I've the interviews are with everyone, so like these like teams, I could see someone attempting this type of thing and then like not able to get interviews with Michael or Scottie Pippen or Dennis Rodman, and then they're like, it's still good though, and we're like, no, it's not.
Yeah, this is
but
this
that is they got everyone. Everybody is like the key to how.
And it's just like, it's all this footage from the whole season that no one has seen.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they did say the producer came out and was like, it sounds like Michael had some like right of veto for stuff in there or something like that. But he was like, he didn't ask me to keep a single thing out.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty sick.
So, we'll see how that goes down. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd imagine that means there's nothing too insanely bad in there. But...
Well, or maybe he just doesn't care anymore.
Or he's like, fuck it, I have $1 billion. What are you going to do?
Uh-huh. What are people going to do? Think less of my Hornets formation?
Yeah. What's he going to do with this team? We've talked about the Hornets before, but...
They're bad.
This team fucking sucks.
Devonte Graham is like the one bright spot right now, he's like fine. But
this is a PJ Washington appreciator podcast.
Okay.
All right.
Let's not slam my boy. Now that said, I did think Malik Monk was going to be slightly better than he is, and I had slightly higher hopes for Miles Bridges as well.
This mm-hmm. yes, me too.
But the PJ Washington would have been my second choice for the Wizards. At the number 9 pick, so.
I mean, they also, this is the team.
But you got assumed rookie of the year, Rui Hachimura.
There's no proof that he won't win that award.
Every rookie gets part of the award this year.
Yep.
Everybody tried.
There's no way of knowing that Rui wouldn't have averaged 50 over the final stretch of the season mm-hmm. and swept it home.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
We'd simply have to go back and say, okay, what happened? If we're to judge Rui versus Zion and Ja Morant, you know, like what happened when Gonzaga and Duke last played each other and Zion was on Duke and Rui was on Gonzaga, and then just kind of take the result of that game and use it to award the winner. Who historically has had more NCAA tournament success, Gonzaga or Murray State? And, you know, that's what we'll use.
It's the only fair way.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And I'm trying to be fair. What these guys deserve.
My other thought about The Last Dance is, and just all the takes that will come of it, will this enhance one side or the other of the MJ versus LeBron debate, or will it not change anything?
Oh, I don't think it's going to enhance it. I think it's going to make the debate far worse and far more annoying.
I think... Okay.
Is it going to push people to one side or the other more, you think? I think guess that's what I meant.
It's going to push everyone on whatever side they're currently at further to that side and be more annoying about it.
Yeah, that's correct.
The MJ stands are gonna be like, this man was such an asshole in the name of winning, and that's what makes him a different breed.
And LeBron fans are going to say that he played against plumbers.
Well, yeah.
I wouldn't want to hear from diehard MJ fans or LeBron fans while watching this.
I'm gonna be honest, like,
good thing you took Twitter off your phone then.
I'm not watching it yet.
The Michael Jordan LeBron debate is like the debate in the NBA that I probably care the least for. I don't care. They didn't play at the same time. It's not that big a deal.
Can we come up with a better debate that is equally fierce but just not MJ LeBron?
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking like middling NBA players.
Like, ooh, like who
either
is the,
either from the same era or from different eras.
Who is the like, most average?
What about the first one that comes to mind, and it's based off of a video I saw from Dunk Comp, one of my favorite Twitter accounts. Who is better, Arvydas Sabonis or Nikola Jokic? Can we just be like purveying that debate out there?
That's an interesting
just on the regular.
I feel like
we never got to see Arvydas in the NBA in his
prime. So both sides will always be right and both sides will always be wrong, mm-hmm. because we'll never know how good Sabonis could have been.
It's horseshit, man. You Jokic fans underestimate the talent that Sabonis was going up against before he came.
Okay, now we're talking. Here we go.
And those damn RV'd assholes
I think we can go even more average, though. I think Jared's on to something.
Yeah, I think the debate would be who is the most average player, and then we take a look at like other things they do for the game that makes them even more average, and we get crazy about it.
When you think of an average player, what comes to mind? Who comes to mind?
Kelly Olynyk.
Steve Novak.
Okay.
I feel like
great answers.
The way to go is like I like a debate with as little evidence as possible. So like picking guys who busted specifically for injury reasons and being like which one would have been better and getting really mad about it.
Oh no.
Like just like having a really long God rest his soul, but like Lynn Bias versus Greg Oden debate.
Okay.
And just so you never really have anything to base it on.
And then let's toss Andrew Bynum in there.
Of course. Or this is always a good one. Like when you pick like two guys who stunk and debate about which one was the worst bust, like it matters at all.
Right.
Like someone like argues about Anthony Bennett versus Kwame Brown. Like Bennett was definitely a worse bust than Kwame Brown, but like who gives a shit?
Both sucked.
Yeah, it didn't go great for either team.
But I want to be right.
Or let's bring this cross sport. Darko Milicic or Ryan Leaf? Make a call.
Both second overall picks.
Okay.
Make a decision.
Darko Milicic is a farmer now, so I support him in all of his life efforts.
Would you rather...
Doesn't he like support war crimes or something?
Okay, I did not know that.
Would you rather, game on the line, there's 3 seconds to go, you need a three-pointer to win. Would you rather have the specific Jake Delhomme from his 5-interception playoff game or Jake Plummer from after he retired from professional football and became a professional handball player? You can only have one of them. You need a three-pointer to win. Who you taking?
Oh, I gotta go Jake the Snake Plummer.
Okay. Sure. Okay. That's the dumbest decision I've ever heard.
and you're stupid for saying it.
Yeah. Because do you know how many of Plummer Delhomme's interceptions were tipped in his 5-interception game?
Oh no! Egg on my face.
If you were going to make an informed decision, you would have asked who was guarding them. than I would have told you with Isaiah Thomas. So we're not worried about these shots being tipped at the 3-point line.
We've gone off the deep end, folks.
There's nothing
left. This is all we have.
This is all we can do.
I think I want to make it my mission before our next episode to statistically find the most average player that's ever played in the NBA.
Okay. I like this.
Like average out, like find out what the average number of seasons played is for all NBA players.
Mm-hmm.
Find out like points, rebounds, assists, like what's the average across the whole NBA?
Fouls
what's
as like, well, and then minutes.
And then find the player that fits that mold.
I like this. Let's do it.
I don't know who that player is going to be, but I feel reasonably confident they'll be on the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah.
I like it.
I could see that. I think this makes sense.
The most average location.
Or the Hornets.
The Hornets are a bit below average.
That's true.
Honestly, the current iteration of the Miami Heat are very average.
Uh-oh. They're not that. I don't know. I think they're kind of good.
They got a bump up from Jimmy Butler, but like last year's Miami Heat, I guess, which isn't fair since I just said the current iteration, but you know, like 5 years of them.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree.
That you win games because your guys like work out more and are in better shape so they can run more than the opponent, I feel like that means you're average.
Uh-huh. And might get a couple extra wins out of it, like playing above your level.
Yeah.
Yep.
They have a good coach and they exploit like a market inefficiency, but
we got a live tweet here about The Last Dance from our old pal Aiden Sears.
Oh,
says a documentary about the GOAT basketball player. Don't mind if I do. And it is a picture of him wearing a Wes Unseld jersey.
Now that's what I'm talking about. That's why he's a friend of the show. Let me go ahead and get a retweet on that one.
Yep.
Go ahead and
we all like it at the same time.
Pay some respects to the NBA champion, Washington Bullets.
I believe it may be a Knicks jersey. I'm not sure.
He's not repping Bullets Unselled, but I'll rep Unselled anywhere.
Is there any other basketball stuff? Is basketball even real?
Jalen Green went to the G League instead of college.
Yes. That's pretty cool. I did see a take in response to that the next Zion Williamson, i.e. like the next sort of generational prospect, mm-hmm. Is not going to be in the NCAA. They're going to go to the G League or overseas, and the NCAA is going to keep losing until they start paying athletes.
Good.
You can be pretty confident because we probably already know who that guy is, and there's been rumblings for like years now that he's not going to college. Yeah, it's a couple things. One, it's hilarious fuck up on the NCAA's part because literally they don't even have to pay these guys. Like they should, but they literally don't have to. All they have to do is let them make money like mm-hmm. off their likeness when they're in college, and they'd still probably come to college.
Yeah, they don't lose any money. I mean, they might lose a bit of money, but like not the amount that it would to pay them.
Yeah, I really think it would like cost them nothing except it would make them money because more guys would come to college. Because it is a lot easier to look good in college than it is in the G League. But there's that. But B, also, I don't think it's a stupid, avoidable mistake for the NCAA, but I don't really think it's crippling or anything. Like, I think they have a lot bigger problems than the couple of prospects who will go to pro each year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
But they could, again, have avoided this whole problem by being like, imagine if they'd allowed Zion to make money while he's in college. If he can do that, there's a non-zero chance he plays at Duke for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he fucking
loved it. There was already a non-zero chance he played at Duke for 2 years.
He loved it there. He loved it so much. And they have just made – the NCAA has decided to make it, like, financially impossible for these kids to do what they actually would love, which is just a hilarious –
Zion, like, wanted to tell Coach K, I want to come back. And Coach K was like, no, you're not coming back.
Like,
go be the number one pick and get out of here.
Let him sign his $80 million shoe contract while he's still there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, that was funny. Bradley Beal and Jason Tatum had a hilarious exchange about it. I don't know if anybody saw that.
No. I think I did.
They were talking, and Tatum said that he might have still gone to Duke, and even if he had been offered $500K to go to the G League. And Beal goes, oh, so Duke offered you $600,000? And Tatum goes, nah, man, really, Duke might be the only clean school there is. And Beal goes, look, man, I may have been born, but I wasn't born yesterday.
That's awesome.
It was really good. But, yeah, no, I mean, it's dope for Jalen Green, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That said, again, we've got the race between him and the – for the top pick in the draft is, like, him and Cade Cunningham, who is going to college for a year.
Well, and that's the thing, too, with this new G League thing is that it pays for their college.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Which is awesome.
On top of them being able to get endorsements and make other money on top of, like, up to a $500,000 salary.
Yeah, you get the salary, you get your endorsements, and they'll support you if you want to pursue an education. Options.
It rules.
Options are good.
But I am curious. I'm just very interested to see how it works. I think, like, NBA teams are going to, like this guy's traits no matter what. But, God, he's going to have a rougher time of it than Cade does when Cade's schooling on, like, 18-year-olds and he's going up against, like, grizzled 30-year-old NBA veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do wonder how it'll affect, like, draft status, but also, like, future career, like, in the league, like, the, you know, learning curve of it all.
But there is, like, if you're in the G League, you're closer to the actual NBA teams.
Yeah.
So scouting is going to be different.
I'm so curious as to different things because, honestly, the facilities are going to be worse than if you went to a top college.
Mm-hmm.
The competition's going to be definitely way harder, but, like, you get fucking paid and you are getting you don't have to pretend to be a student for part of the time. Like, you have access to actual NBA coaching instead of college coaching, which is working to a different goal. I'm very curious. I'm also more curious also how it goes, like, if this keeps continuing and they're not allowed to be drafted until after their time in the G League, like, how much time these guys are going to be allowed. Like, they're creating a team for these guys. I'm curious how it goes for, like, when they have to put them on, like, the Wizards affiliate team. Like, how that works.
The draft process after that, and, like, it's so there's going to be a separate team of, like, 18-year-olds, basically. Like,
I don't know. I know that they're making a – I don't know if it was specifically to entice Jalen Green, but they're making a new team in Southern California for him and
– It's like a new LA team.
Yeah. Cool. But I don't think they're going to be able to create enough teams to – if they – I mean, ideally, they want a lot of kids doing this. Mm-hmm. Or, like, at least, like, 10 to 15-ish. Which I'd be impressed if they got up to that number, but I think that's what they're, like, aiming for. But that'll be just odd. Like, it's just, like, it's a competitive advantage for scouting for some teams if, like, your team is the one, your affiliate is the one that has a prospect on it.
Yeah.
Sure. I gotcha.
So I'm just curious logistically how that'll work out. It's not really a problem. I'm just interested.
I mean, it makes sense to make these just, like, neutral, non-team owned teams. Just league owned. But not, like...
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Veto?
If that is how they go, though, like, these teams of prospects only are going to get beat. They're going to go, like, 1-30 in their G League season.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, I think they have to be.
Kai Bowman is going to be putting in that work on them.
Yeah. I think they, like, have to be on teams with actual vets and stuff.
K Filder taking him to school.
It's over him. Like, he's making a minimum of 500 grand. I saw an incredibly dumb post. I don't know if one of you guys sent this to me or if I saw it when I was looking through Instagram Explorer, because I took Twitter away from myself to look at. So I need something terrible. But this guy, he said this, he made this graphic, and it was like, Zion, if he, Zion with what he did, got made $0 in college, which is definitely not true, but he made $0 in college, and got an $80 million shoe deal when he left or whatever. He's like, if Zion had done what Jalen Green did, he would have made $500,000 in the G League instead of college, but his shoe deal would have only been $15 million. And then there was just no explanation. It was just a graphic that said it like it was reported information, like it was a fact, and then just no caption. It was like, which one do y'all think was the right move?
That is NBA Instagram now, by the way. That's like so what it is.
NBA Instagram is so bad.
Guys right making now. The same type of graphic over and over as if it's news, but it's just a take with no founding of anything.
Also, half these graphics are using like really poor grammar.
Yes. Things are misspelled. Spell things wrong constantly.
Yeah, there's no punctuation. They use the wrong "your" all the time, or like. It's bad.
I was so unbelievably shook. And then just to finish it all off with, which one do you think is the right decision? Well, I mean, if these numbers are correct, he should probably go with the one where he made four times as much money. But I'm still not sure where you're getting them from.
So many. I'm actually starting to get scared of all the takes we're gonna see tomorrow.
It's gonna be bad. I'm gonna try to stay offline.
Here's a fact though that Joe brought up yesterday on Instagram in our little group chat. Do you guys remember the fun fact?
I don't.
Fun fact. No NBA player's ever worn the number 69.
Oh, that's not fun.
Posted by Playmaker on Instagram with the caption "Sad but true."
Damn, makes you think.
I think it had a picture of Dennis Rodman wearing number 70.
Yeah,
too.
It does.
Like, oh, so close. Like, he spun a wheel and he got 70 instead of 69.
So sad.
It's like, I'm imagining that Kevin Durant post where he's like, you ever just like wake up in the middle of the night, think about a girl, sit on the edge of your bed, like, damn, I want her. But then, like, in the middle of the night, sit on the edge of your bed thinking, like, damn, no NBA player has ever worn number 69.
Damn, that's sad but true.
We can make that meme.
I was watching History Channel in the club, and I realized that
wait, hold on. 69. What club? Do tell.
I have no clue which one Durant was at that night.
It wasn't the room.
we got a tweet a few hours ago from Worldwide Wob, Rob Perez. What's everyone wearing to hashtag the last dance tonight? This is NBA Twitter's prom. I know at least one of you is doing wind sprints in your living room with laced up Monarchs and the 45 on. Let me see. Get a life, Wob. That's my response.
This is an anti-Wob podcast.
Every reply is people literally like taking pictures of their fits. Oh, it's no. So
this
weird.
Is not...
One of them is the Spurs mascot with his four mascot jerseys laid out. Which...
This is not basketball Twitter prom.
Spurs Coyote has four different jerseys with the number 2 followed by an exclamation point afterward.
Trying to remind people that Kawhi used to play for the Spurs?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I can't believe he stole Kawhi and Tim Duncan's number together. It kind of looks like 21, but mostly it just looks like 2. Remember number 2? We miss him.
He was so good. Maybe he'll come back after he never plays another game for the Clippers.
Oh no. Sad but true.
Is there any other news?
I believe The Last Dance is about to start, so people are horny on Maine about it.
It's the calm before the storm.
Yeah, I'm just gonna.
Time to log off.
I'm gonna watch it later when I can like pause it and shit.
Yeah.
Just watch it through the app.
I've got watch ESPN. Y'all feel me?
Yeah.
I've got to take a very strong take from our friend Adam Davis, of the podcast.
Here we go.
Podfather. Adam, we hope you can join us again and defend this take. He says, I don't care who the GOAT is, but Paul George is better than anybody Jordan beat in the East, and I will not be convinced otherwise.
This is just a despicable take from Adam.
He quickly added, besides Shaq. But
this take reeks of a man who just did when he said it, forgot that the Magic existed at any point.
I mean, it's understandable to forget that.
Will, you're a big Scott Skiles fan, huh?
I can't handle Paul George is most known for airballing buzzer beaters. I refuse to engage in his propaganda. His signature moment in the playoffs is complaining that Damian Lillard had bad shot selection when he bombed in a series in or over him.
That's so true.
Oh. That's his career defining moment. I don't live for Paul George propaganda. I know Adam is not saying this to prop up Paul George. He's saying it to tear down the others, but at the same time, it's propping up Paul George.
You know what? I think we did miss something that happened right after our last episode. The Jamal Murray scandal.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
The duality of man. The duality of how do we mention this?
That man was getting fucking neck on his
on Maine.
That's how we handle it.
Yeah, it wasn't head, it was throat.
We've become horny on Maine, folks.
And then that was posted on a story, and then it was like just random photo roll shit, and then the account was deleted, and then he tweeted like, oh, I was hacked, we're working to figure it out.
And then the girl who was allegedly in the video was like, if you have the video, please delete it. Like, yeah. Clearly not like, yeah.
I want to be
an
very
unfortunate
clear.
Situation for all involved.
Yeah, I want to be very clear how awful this is for her.
Oh, absolutely.
But yes, the situation was that Jamal Murray was just getting his dick obliterated and posted it.
Well, yeah, maybe it was hacked. Maybe it was actually posted.
Out and then claimed he was hacked is hilarious.
There's one funny thing about it, at least. And that's a very bad way to start this, is by saying that. But did you see the live chat that... CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard did on Instagram?
Yes.
It was on the official NBA Instagram, and they're both live chatting. And
after he said it, Damian was like, hey, this is why you can't have CJ on live,
so
guys.
CJ's trying to grow a beard or something, and it's very, like, just scraggly curly. And the people were saying it looks like Jamal Murray's pubes. And so CJ's like, reading this out loud, like, hey, they say I got Jamal
and
laughing, and Damian Lillard's like, man, you can't be responding to these, you can't be acknowledging these, and he keeps saying it.
He's just like, it's funny. He just like kept going on.
And it's just incredible that like Jamal says like that he like that someone would claim he's like I'm hacked after that, because like it doesn't really matter. Like, there's no real difference between you being hacked and it being posted and, like, you just accidentally clicking it and being posted.
Oh, like, never mind. We didn't just see that, right?
Yeah, it's not like because you were hacked, it means it wasn't you.
Uh-huh.
Like, it got posted. Just be like, Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody knows now. So everybody saw it. So you can just be like, I misclicked. My bad.
So at this point, we could probably put a team together of NBA players of dicks we've accidentally seen.
You could almost put together a team that would lose in the Western Conference Finals from...
Well, Curry is on this team.
Oh, okay. That would make it fine.
I woke up one morning, a few months ago or so, I think it was. I woke up and I saw Steph Curry trending. I was like, oh, for sure. What's going on? And I click it and I see his fucking dick. And I was like, great. Okay.
I mean, that's what you want. We've seen LeBron's dick on live TV, so...
Okay, so we got...
Draymond.
Yeah, that's already a pretty fucking solid team. Is Curry, Jamal, Draymond, and LeBron. This is an all-star team.
They're good. I mean, Jamal Murray, how does it feel being like a sixth man on
that's
the
elite company?
How I'd be hurt knowing I was the sixth man on the people have seen my dick team.
Is there anyone else?
I would want to be in the starting five.
He's the sixth man while we only have like four starters.
Yeah, because I don't want him next to Curry for defensive purposes.
Okay. Okay.
Smart.
More of a microwave guy off the bench, you know, that's really what I'm feeling. I feel like there's definitely been more dicks out there.
Yeah, I can't think of any.
I mean, we could have a bus team because we saw Greg Oden's.
I mean, we got Greg Oden at the five.
There
that's
it is.
The starting there lineup right now.
We have a team. It's a pretty solid team. They could win. They could win a finals.
Let's Joe, as the resident 2K-er, can you make this team in 2K?
Oh boy, I'll do my best.
I believe in you.
It's a tall order.
The Dick Squad.
Dick Squad. See how far they go. Even if it has to be like a randomized rest of the league, I'm interested in seeing how this turns out.
I'm sorry, just I wanted to follow up with see how far they go with. I have a feeling Jamal Murray is going to go to third base.
Oh no. Well, do we have any other basketball?
The two basketballs in the trunk of my car are deflated now.
Oh, no. That's just a summary of everything.
That's where we're at, folks.
That's how things are going.
It'd be that way.
It do. I do miss playing basketball and watching basketball.
If we go much longer without being allowed to play basketball, I'll be allowed to start pretending I was good.
That's fair. I think that's fair.
I'll be like, damn, I was giving motherfuckers that work back in the day.
It's like the whole, like, if I didn't tear my ACL, but it's if the pandemic didn't hit.
If it hadn't been for the Rona, like, man, I would have been giving people buckets all summer.
Bet you I could throw this football over the mountains.
was greater... the number of people infected in the United States or the number of people that I've given buckets out on McClackey Court?
Oh. No.
See y'all there.
Should we wrap this up?
Yes. End our misery.
All right. Well, I went back in time. I found a tweet that was funny. So I'm going to use this as our ender, something to think about while we miss basketball. It's probably my favorite piece of off-season basketball news of all time. Reported by Aaron Bresky. Clippers meeting with Durant was intense, and at one point Steve Ballmer was crying, but everyone grew closer, and a big lesson was learned. I can't believe that was basketball news. That was reported.
An absolute classic.
Oh, amazing.
That's incredible.
Amazing. And then KD didn't join the team.
I feel like Steve Ballmer cries every game that he sees and just every day of his life.
He
think about
seems
that
like
basketball.
A very emotional guy. And yeah, that's not a criticism at all. I'm very pro emotion. But he does be crying. He do be crying a lot.
Damn. Said that man got those waterworks.
I hope he's drinking plenty of water.
Steve Ballmer heard those eye faucets a little leaky over there.
Oh.
Owned.
All right, so hopefully we'll be back sooner than later. We took a little break, I guess, due to
Jared is on happenings. The road to recovery.
I feel better. I'm feeling better. I'm just tired. It's just going to be like that. But yeah, that's that. We'll, maybe the next one will just be I don't know, some whole other topic.
Yeah, we'll find a zany topic.
Video games or some shit.
A quick word, to our listeners, our intro song by Kulla, just a word, his new album, Kullativation, is dropping next week. You can buy it on his website. I believe it's Kulla.com, C-U-L-L-A-H. He's got vinyls, he's got CDs, he's got merch. Support our friend, Mr. Kulla.
Yes. Good music. Very fun. Very good.
He has a single on Spotify right now called Falling that will be on the new album. Check it out if you want.
And then we're still on Twitter, where you can find us and send us takes or anything basketball or not. Preferably basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not much right now, so just send us whatever. Maybe we'll probably debate it. That is at A Full Court Mess. And pin tweet, very cool t-shirts. And that's all. And actually, that's not all. The last thing is that we love you.
Thank you very much.